Today, we're challenging the comfortable idea that accommodating in conflict is basically good. A 2025 paper by Randy L. Sims, Bai-Yun Gong, Eleanor Lawrence, and Paul Seymour argues it can be destructive, and the risk depends heavily on gender and organizational status.
So the move that's supposed to keep the peace can actually make things worse. What do they mean by accommodating?
From the Kilman framework, high cooperativeness, low assertiveness. You set aside your own concerns to satisfy the other person.
Usually taught as the polite option. Where does the destructiveness come from?
Social exchange theory. Accommodation is a cost. You give up voice, authority, or preferences. If that concession isn't recognized or returned, you get resentment and dissatisfaction, fueling more conflict.
The paper also brings in trust, right?
This is the surprising part. Trust reduces conflict directly, but it also makes people more likely to accommodate because they stop monitoring and stop pushing for integrative solutions.
So trust calms things down, but can make you defer too quickly.
Their first hypothesis: trust increases accommodation, which then increases destructive outcomes, damaged relationships, wounded egos, and more conflict afterward.
Now the gender piece. Do women accommodate more, or does accommodation hit women harder?
They focus on consequences. The link between accommodating and destructive outcomes is stronger for women, driven by two mechanisms: self-construal and stereotypes.
Walk me through self-construal.
How people define the self. Women more often show interdependent patterns emphasizing relationships. Men more independent patterns emphasizing autonomy. So women may register the inequity more sharply when accommodation isn't reciprocated.
And the stereotype piece?
When a woman accommodates, it's seen as normal and not worth rewarding. When a man accommodates, it's seen as an unusual concession and gets more social credit. Plus, women face a bind. Assertiveness risks backlash for violating gender norms. Accommodation risks looking submissive. Either route generates costs.
Now add hierarchy. The paper is specific about accommodating a superior.
Their third hypothesis, a three-way interaction. Accommodation by women becomes most destructive when the conflict is with a superior. It stacks two subordinations, organizational rank and gendered expectations to defer.
Why would men experience it differently?
Some prior work suggests men report higher baseline feelings of power and may feel reflected prestige when cooperating upward. For women, yielding to a superior can feel like confirmation of marginalization, not a strategic move.
Let's talk method.
De-identified secondary data from an Australian HR consulting company's conflict management training. 430 supervisors and managers, about 60% male, average age around 32. Before training, participants surveyed about a recent workplace conflict.
What analyses?
Confirmatory factor analysis with acceptable fit, then regression-based bootstrapping using process for mediation, gender moderation, and the three-way interaction. All three hypotheses supported.
So higher trust predicted more accommodation. More accommodation predicted more destructiveness. Women showed a stronger link, peaking for women accommodating superiors.
That's the headline. Accommodation can suppress conflict rather than resolve it. Short-term harmony, long-term damage.
Practical implications?
Educate managers about gendered conflict dynamics. Reduce over-reliance on rigid hierarchy. Promote integrative conflict resolution where issues are surfaced and negotiated. Also, low-cost interventions like awareness training and mentoring to help people recognize how accommodation is interpreted differently.
Key limitations?
Self-reported and cross-sectional, so causal claims are limited. They can't fully determine whether women experienced objectively worse treatment or whether sensitivity to relational strain drove higher reported destructiveness.
Takeaway: accommodation is not a neutral act. It's an exchange with power and gender layered in.
Trust is valuable, but trust that leads to automatic yielding can backfire, and the costs aren't evenly distributed, especially when women accommodate superiors. Treat conflict behavior as socially interpreted, not just individually chosen.